Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show right after Big Brother, and what a show tonight. It was amazing. But let's kick it off with some music, and we're going to play this one for Andrew, buddy.
Hanukkah is the festival of light. Instead of one day of presents, we get 8 crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a new list of people who are Jewish. Just like you. Winona Ryder drinks Manischewitz wine, then spins a dreidel with Ralph Lauren and Calvin Klein. Guess who gives and receives loads of Hanukkah toys? The girls from Baruch Assault and all 3 Beastie Boys. Lenny Kravitz is half Jewish, Courtney Love is half too. Put them together, what a funky badass show! We got Harvey Keitel and Flash Dancer Jennifer Beale. Yasmin Blaise from Baywatch is Jewish, and yes, her boobs are real. Put on that yarmulke, it's celebrate Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, still not a Jew. But guess who is the guy who does the voice for Scooby-Doo? Bob Dylan was born a Jew, then he wasn't, but now he's back. Mary Tyler Moore's husband is Jewish, 'cause we're pretty good in the sack. Guess who got bar mitzvahed on the PGA Tour? No, I'm not talking about Tiger Woods. I'm talking about Mr. Happy Gilmore. So many Jews are in the show business. Bruce Springsteen isn't Jewish, but my mother thinks he is.
Okay, Deb, you're live with me. You there? Deb.
Hello. Oh, yeah.
Hey. Yeah, you're here.
If you say 312 number, pick it up.
Oh, 312?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Give me 1 second. I'm going to bring up Freaky Mama's going to join us tonight because, or AKA Christina, because. Cowboy's not going to be with us tonight. He's under the weather, so he might be calling in later, he said. But we have a couple people that we're going to be having on. And I think I do have a 312 number, so I want to pick him up right now. I believe it's who I think it is. 312.
Hello?
Are you a person that I maybe like? Did you like the show tonight?
Hello? You touch me?
Well,
James, that's not a very good. That's not a very good accent.
Wait!
You know what? I love this show. I can't stand Rachel, but she pulled it together tonight. That was awesome. I love when her and Kristen were going at it. There was good drama. It was finally some sort of energy on the show, other than just like weird sexual tension. And it was, I mean, hey, she won it. Now she can do what she wants.
Yeah, you know, that's the cool part. And, James, thanks for calling in. I know you've been really following. You don't watch the feeds. You just follow the show, right?
No, I actually this year started watching the feeds. I'm in New York right now for a couple of months, and the place I'm staying doesn't have television. So I have to entertain myself with Big Brother in the background, and I kind of got really into it.
Hey, Kristen, Christina, you're there, but girl.
Oh, hey. I think I hear James shooting darts at people.
No, that's my. I had the feed on, and the idiots in the chat room were doing the damn dart thing.
Yeah. What about Superfast this year, James? I mean, you've never maybe seen Superfast. Do you like watching the Superfast feeds and everything? Is it like you thought they would be?
They're kind of as boring as I thought they'd be. I mean, I'm sitting. It's funny because the first day I was watching it, all I kept remembering was, like, just it brought back a lot of memories from being in the house for 2 years. And I also remembered that we didn't do crap. And I don't know. It's kind of boring because this house doesn't talk a lot of strategy. They just kind of lay around all day.
Yeah, but you guys did more than these guys are doing. Seriously.
Oh, okay, good. Because it's funny. Howie texted me today like a quote from Big Brother 6. So I went back and checked out a couple things on YouTube, and I was like, by third week, we already had like the houses being split. That's when Kaser and I did the whole thing, get rid of Eric instead of Yvette. So I guess there was a lot more drama on some of the other seasons. This one, I guess, was just starting off kind of slow.
These people are just boring.
Yeah,
I don't.
You know what I think, James? I don't think these guys have personality that is going to be explosive. Okay, I'm starting to regret that statement. I said that like a week ago. But now Kristen looks like she's going to start, you know.
Well, they already started it right after the HOH, so as the show was going off. So that's why I was waiting for the feeds to come back in.
Yeah, I got the feeds up ready to go, too.
Yeah. They were yelling at each other.
Beautiful trivia. Love trivia. Not.
Yeah, let's read one of the trivia questions. Who is the meanest Big Brother house guest of all time?
James Ryan.
James. Oh, wait. Just joking.
How is it mean?
I'm joking with you.
They don't have any trivia questions about you anyway.
Who won $10,000 during the Caught It in a Web HOH competition of Big Brother All Stars?
That was
Will, wasn't it?
Boogie, it says.
Oh, Boogie.
Yeah, I don't think CBS will have any questions relating to me at all. I still don't think
there was one answer that said James, but whether it was you, James, or the other James, I wasn't paying attention to the question.
Was there another James on Big Brother?
The pink-haired James.
Yeah, pink James.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, which one's the gay James? I'm just joking. You're going to hate me after this.
I hated you before this.
Okay, good.
What did you think of Andrew's speech?
Let's talk about that. Do something real quick.
I thought it was funny. It was good, but it was one of those things where it's like the votes are decided by the time you sit in those chairs. Everybody knows that. So it's like, okay, great, you did it, but maybe if you had done this somewhere in the middle of the week and see the fighting that occurred afterwards, if he would have done this at any time during the week after he knew about the veto ceremony, he would have been fine. This would have all been happening this week, and he might have been able to get out of it. But by waiting until the last minute, you're so scared when you're sitting there after, like, who to vote out, you get it set ahead of time. So they knew who was going, and there's nothing he could have done. Except to, like, pull a mask off Kathy and have it been Dr. Will. That's the only way he could have stayed in the game. Only way. He was done.
I think he knew he was going, so he gave that speech, hoping that in getting kicked out, he was going to stir something up. And boy, did he. And see, my thoughts are, if they're going to bring someone back, isn't Andrew part of the choices to bring back?
Well, you know what? I guess they're not bringing anybody back, but that's been evicted because we're voting on the saboteur from somebody in the house. And I know James tweeted vote for Reagan, but I don't think Reagan would do it.
I mean, for
they're bringing somebody back for $20,000.
I would hope he'd do it.
He wouldn't. He wouldn't do it.
But Allison did an interview, and she said that they are bringing someone back. I have a feeling.
I know, but I think they said the saboteur may not be done. I'll have to go back to that article, but that may have been the way that it read. I can't remember. But if they're going to make somebody else.
They're throwing shit out there.
Why are they in sequester?
Well, yeah, because this is my thoughts. Number one, you've got Annie, who's a choice. Number two, Monet, who's pretty pissed off. And number three, Andrew, who is pissed off and just ousted a bunch of people in the house and now found out that Matt is lying. So any one of those getting back into the house ought to be very interesting.
But see, I wouldn't think that they would bring anybody back since they told Andrew about Matt's lie. Julie Chen wouldn't have said that if he was going to get to come back in the house.
Would they put him in sequester for no reason? I mean, why would they put him in sequester? I mean, because I know they're in sequester because we can't touch them. You know what I mean? There's no way we can, as the media people, we can't get to them.
Can we pause a minute and say happy birthday to Cherry? And everybody wants James to say happy birthday to Cherry as well. Today is her birthday.
Happy birthday, Cherry. You should be outside celebrating, not on listening to this radio show. Just kidding. Come on.
No, I thought it was funny.
We should all sing together, all of us. Don't play that song wrong. We should all sing together.
No, we're not singing.
You know what? We actually have another birthday boy coming up, too. And Paul, happy birthday tomorrow to you, too.
Am I on?
Fine.
No, yeah, you're on, Paul. Paul, me, James, James, me, Paul. Paul's birthday too.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Ron. Happy birthday, Cherry. I was trying to call in James today. I want to say thank you for your kind words when you're on the Bob Show.
Oh, no problem. Appreciate it.
Yeah, this is Paul from Minnesota.
I know Paul was helped me get through that wonderful winter that I'm driving the 4-hour trip. It took 9 hours thanks to blizzards. Chelsea, my girlfriend at the time, and Michelle. So, yeah, he definitely helped us.
That's awesome. Okay, hey, James, can we take some calls? Can we take some calls real quick? And
are you going to play a happy birthday song or no?
Not right this second. I got too many calls. And happy birthday is good enough for everyone today right now. And maybe towards the end of the show we can do that.
Long birthday song, so when you're ready, you tell me.
Okay, but, James, are you okay with taking some calls?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool. Hey, I do have one call that we might be talking about this guy that you know of from Chicago, because I want to bring her up right away. It's 703. It's Kimberly, I believe, is her name. Kimberly, you're on the line.
Hi, how are you, Ron?
I'm doing great. Hey, we got James Ryan with us, too.
I know. I love everything about James, except he hates Ohio State.
Who doesn't?
I know. I'm the one that has tickets to the Miami-Florida game this fall, but I'm not taking you with me.
Oh, really? That's fine. Yeah. September 11th is when Miami's going to destroy you guys, so don't worry about it.
I know. It's okay. I still love you anyway, James. You're very entertaining.
Thank you.
The reason I picked you up, and the reason I picked Kimberly up, is because she hung out with a buddy of yours, James, probably, and a Chicago boy, one of my favorite people in Big Brother history, because you know, he's a Chicago Bears fan just like I am. Go Bears, go Blackhawks. But you hung out with Jeff yesterday, right? And where's
his DC? Yeah, I was able to be there to be his tour guide in D.C., which was a lot of fun.
Nice. Did
you get lost on purpose? Was D.C. with Jeff? Wait, what did you say, James?
Like, did you get him lost on purpose?
Oh, did I try to get him lost on purpose? No,
sure
I just took him to show him some science stuff. You'll see. There should be some proof of him looking at science.
So how was it? I mean, was it fun? I mean, was that the first time you met Jeff? And, I mean, what did you and how did you get to help him? What did they do to contact you and stuff like that?
Yeah, it was actually – it's the first time I've ever attempted to meet any reality person because I just typically don't do that. But I really respected Jeff and admired him from last summer. So – I live in D.C., and my friends actually all tease me about giving people tours all the time. I love to take people around. So when I realized they didn't have a tour guide, I did everything I could to try to connect with them. Although I will tell you, it's much easier if people log into the site now and sort of get logged in so they can communicate, because all I had was my BlackBerry, so it took me a little longer than I expected to get in touch with them.
Nice. Where'd you take them?
Yeah, that's a cool question.
Oh, where did I take them? By the time I connected with them, they had seen, like, I know he had already seen the, met the Boy Scouts at the Washington Monument, and he'd been to the Lincoln Memorial. So they wanted me to show them more of some local areas. So, like, one of my favorite places to take. No, not my house.
How about the White House?
No, the White House. Yeah, they had been to the White House already, actually. So I was able to tell them a little bit about it because they didn't have a guide when they were there, but I, you know, told them a little bit about it. But I took them to one of my favorite places to take people, which is the Einstein statue, where you can actually climb all over the statue. And it, I mean, it's kind of a fun, like, out-of-the-way place that most people don't see. And then I took them to Chinatown.
Nice.
So, and then
did
we
you,
ended up at
I mean, what else? I mean, did you help him to get on the road again, or where, what happened after you left him? I mean, did you leave him on the street corner with a sign saying "Help me"?
They actually had help that I actually don't know who or where the help came from, but they had a way out of D.C. when I left them. So they basically, I left them where I picked them up, but that was what they asked me to do. So, I mean, I offered. I asked if they needed a place to stay, but they had some place lined up and a way out of town. So I just basically met them and, you know, showed them around to some local stuff. And so that was, I mean, it was fun. It, I wasn't with them very long, but it was, you know, and the crew that was with him was incredibly nice. I mean, it was, I would encourage anybody to help them along the way.
Because we got a lot to talk about with Big Brother. Did you watch the show tonight? Let me ask that question. And did you like Big Brother's show tonight? Did you get a chance to watch it?
To me, I am halfway through it on TiVo. I'm only halfway through on TiVo. But yeah, it was good. I mean, it definitely looked a little more exciting because we saw a little bit of more, you know, a little bit more out of some of these people we don't see very often.
That's cool. So Kimberly, thank you for calling in. I'm going to move on because we got lots of calls tonight. And we got a lot of people that want to talk. And I'm glad you gave us a little update on Jeff, because Jeff's, like I said, he's one of our favorites here at the Red Reality Show. And
I hope everybody helps him. I really do, because it's a great adventure, and I hope everybody pitches in and helps him out.
Awesome.
Me too, because Alex was on the show once, the guy that did the first season, and he really, what he went through, I hope when he gets overseas, that's where he's going to need the help the most. I hope he gets the help. I mean, that people recognize who he is and stuff and everything. So thank you.
Let me break in here and ask James, why do we just now see a tweet to you from Jeff? What did you say to him?
Oh, we were talking about bringing the house guest back. I said they'll probably bring Jeff back because they like to recycle house guests. He's like, I don't like your attitude, ha, ha, ha.
But, I heard that he's going to be on. By the articles, he was supposed to be rumored to stop into the
Big Brother. Yeah, spending the night in the house.
Yeah,
he's supposed to be spending the night in the house.
They're, I mean, who knows what CBS is doing.
He's
we all have to
spend the night in the hotel
back.
Crazy.
It's one of those things where just, I mean, all you can do is watch the show, and that's exactly what they want from it. They're going to throw out all sorts of different scenarios, especially when there's so much fanfare about this being a pretty boring season. So I think you can expect to hear lots of quote-unquote rumors about this or that, and we're not going to know anything until it happens. They're just getting crazy over it.
Right now, they're just, like, laying around talking and kind of, like, I think just pondering. Deb, are you watching the feeds?
No.
Wait, they're just being
boring? I can't mute the damn darts and stuff. I can't mute it. So I can mute.
Interactables on top.
No, I'm not. I don't even want to mess with it.
Those on top, it keeps them from. And there's a sound thing on the side that you can mute them.
Oh. I didn't know. I wasn't paying attention long enough to. Yeah, I just closed out of it.
My co-host, who's kind of under the weather today, I think it's him or Alan. Cowboy, is that you?
1942. It's Cowboy.
Aw, how are you?
Hey, Cowboy. We got a mystery guest on the phone line with us.
Sweet.
Hey, mystery guest. Say hey to Cowboy.
Hello, Cowboy. I need to get my word back.
James, my gay lover.
How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
That's awesome. How's
okay.
Alan treating you?
That's good.
Good. Just checking.
Yeah, Alan likes to cook him soup, chicken noodle soup when he's sick.
Oh, my
goodness. Did he feed it to you, too?
Y'all are too. I'm at my mama's. I go to my mama's.
Aw.
I thought you said Alan was with you.
Alan is. He's over here. Well, I guess he misses me.
Oh.
I'm joking,
man.
Y'all. I've got a girlfriend, I promise.
So,
I'm kidding.
She's from the UK.
Oh, the whole citizenship thing. I gotcha.
But then, you know when he's lonely and over here, he has a girlfriend called the five-figure friends.
Yeah.
Her friend,
that's the Big Brother girlfriend. That's the girlfriend you have when you're in the Big Brother house.
No, the Big Brother girlfriend is a sock named Judy.
I love it.
No,
or
oh,
if you're Holly,
goodness.
It's the Jack Shack.
Well, I'm not,
so,
I'm
Kyle,
not
what do you think about the show tonight?
But there is a mini house meeting going on right now, excluding Cassie, Kristen, and Hayden.
Hmm.
Interesting.
See, this is the week the drama really begins.
Yeah,
well, you know what? I got to get Pops. I am so happy Rachel won it. I am just ecstatic.
Yeah.
You're the only one.
No,
I was screaming.
No.
I was hollering.
No, he's not. Janelle is very happy. Trust me.
But here comes Kathy.
Yeah, she was. Well, she was like, Janelle sent me a text. She's like, I felt like I was playing the game again.
Because
she was so nervous
Kristen,
for her.
The way she went after Kristen, that reminded me of like Janelle. That girl was, she was on a mission. And like I said, I'm not the biggest fan of Rachel, but she whooped some ass and took some names tonight. So we'll see.
You know,
I'm
going to
tell
Rachel,
you,
when they were taking
people away, I knew she was going to win. I was just sitting there watching. She was on the button, and she was answering every question right. I said, oh, she is smart enough to win this because she was paying attention.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a plane dropped out on purpose.
And that's what I like about Rachel. There's two Rachels. There's two types of Rachel. Rachel, the game player, is great. She's playing the game great. She's a smart girl and everything. But this Rachel who's in the showmance is starting to drive me crazy. And it's because they whine and cry. I mean, I call Brenda, you know, it's Brenda. I mean, it's almost like they're a lesbian couple right now because he cries more than she does. And it's just, you know, the whole showmance. And Janelle, I don't think, would have ever done that much of a – I can see her liking Rachel, but I cannot picture her being in this kind of showmance like Rachel's doing right now.
Well, she was – I mean, she was in a showmance. It wasn't like
– Yeah, but it wasn't like this.
Right.
Yeah, it was
like
a showmance with James behind the curtains, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Janelle had the thing with Michael in the beginning stages of the season, but there's no way she would have given up herself for him. You know,
yeah.
That's the thing is, this is week, what, three going into, what are we, week three? I mean, I can't believe that these two have even told each other they love each other. But, I mean, that's their personal lives, so whatever. But it's,
I was
yeah,
so
Janelle
was talking
never
about
giving herself up.
I was still
laughing. Talking about prenuptial.
Loved her.
Yeah, and they were talking about prenuptial agreements the other day, got into a big argument about that. I mean, oh, my God, it was stupid.
I think I lost weight. I burped up so much food. It's ridiculous.
They talked about prenups?
They did.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me guess. Brendan was
so
for
Paul,
them and Rachel was against them.
Probably so. I do
I
think Rachel
one.
Wears the pants in the house. So Paul,
well, the thing
Paul,
is,
I got a question for Paul, and then we'll go to you, Deb. Paul, I read your thing. So why ain't you in a good mood? What did you want the show to happen tonight?
I don't. It's like I don't even feel like talking about it. I'm kind of at that stage right now. I'm sure I will digest it, get over it, and move on. And obviously, I have been waiting for something good to happen this season so it wouldn't be so boring. I have seen, there have been moments where I have liked Rachel, but there's more moments where I don't. As James said, I do have to give her props for competition tonight, so I'll give her that. I am just so tired of those two, Brendan and Rachel. I just would like to see them out of there so I don't get irritated every time I see them.
Oh, I think Hayden's going after Rachel.
If Kathy became the greatest game player tomorrow, then she'd become my favorite. You know, I just want to see people that are in there that are willing to do what it takes to get it done. You know, and that's why Rachel's not impressed me so much.
I agree with you, but it's the personality that just keeps – it's like fingers across a chalkboard with me sometimes with those two, with Brendan and Rachel. But I do I am able to look at their gameplay and appreciate, you know, playing hard and going after it and getting this thing, you know, rolling, because it has been starting off pretty damn slow. I was so hoping
–
Say
you
what?
I said, with no other game or sports, you get to see people's personal life. I mean, people like LeBron because he's an amazing athlete, not because of his personal life. So that's where a lot of times when you get to watch live feeds, you can't differentiate between gameplay and personal aspects.
Right, but and I liked your analogy today about why you haven't watched your season of All-Stars. You know, on the sports analogy.
Sorry, I'm walking and some jack off and a motorcycle thinks he needs to wake the whole neighborhood.
I was saying, James, that you're kind of on the sports analogy today. You were earlier saying why you didn't watch your All-Star season, and now this was another good analogy sports-wise. I agree.
Well, it's a game. It's a game.
Hey,
it's a game.
It is, and I think that's why some of these people are playing the game and some of these people are not playing the game, and that's the whole this is why this season is kind of boring, is because no one's actually wanting to. Like, I tweeted you guys. Somebody could have had some balls today and voted Andrew to stay today, I think. You know what I mean?
No. There's no balls in this house. This house has as many balls as they had during season 8. You know, these people let Dick walk all over. Not one of them stood up to him because there wasn't a single man in that entire house. And that's kind of what it's looking like now. Nobody has the balls to go out on the limb or to do something different.
Okay, who's getting busted?
It's an ambulance. I'm just going to jump in the cab. This is bullshit. It's too noisy outside. Damn,
you know, my question is, does Rachel put up Kristen and Hayden, or does she put up Kristen and Matt? Does she keep, she's very leery about Matt.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that Hayden is pleading his case to Rachel privately. Kristen is in the spa room by herself, except Reagan just came in and gave her a hug. So we'll see what happens.
You guys,
wow.
Yeah,
if you want one of those two to go, you have to nominate them both. That's the only way to keep them both on the bond.
James,
nominate one, take the other one off.
James, you are so right, and I would be willing to bet you she wants Kristen out of there with a passion. And I do believe she'll put Hayden up there and tell him, we'll protect you, you're safe.
Yep.
And then if one of them wins the veto, Matt goes up.
Can I make another suggestion, though? This is how I would do it, though. Wouldn't you be wiser to put up one of his alliance members, you know, that they don't know about, but it's probably going to come out, and then put him up against Kristen? Because then if somebody wins the power of veto, then put up Hayden, because you gotta keep him, but put one of the other guys like Lane.
No, because if Hayden wins, he takes Kristen off, and then you don't have
absolutely
anyone. Absolutely,
James.
But if Hayden's up there, Hayden's up there with Kristen.
He's up there with Kristen. Then guess what? If he wins it, he just waves goodbye to her, and vice versa.
Right.
I see what you're saying.
And if Hayden,
so you don't want to try to backdoor him because he has a chance to still play.
And if Hayden is on, if Hayden is not on the block and wins the veto, the plan to get Kristen out is over with because he's going to take her down.
Yep.
Right.
But will their relationship survive what of one they have?
Well, who cares?
Yeah, that's exactly.
I want to know if the Brigade, was that the biggest bomb on the Brigade this season?
Give me just a straight up second. Sorry, go ahead.
I think that will be the biggest bomb. I mean, right now, I'm waiting for the Brigade to go and do their thing. You know what I mean? What do you think about that, Cowboy? Since you're the Lions expert, probably. Oh, James, you were kind of in a Lions, too. But
yeah, James was in a good Alliance.
Yeah.
Had several.
At Cremel Beach Week.
Yeah, I mean, that's because he was a snake. He backstabbed everyone.
Oh, I got that. Actually, Second Avenue looks like it's moving pretty good.
No, Howie messed up on the most of them.
So what do you think, Cowboy? What do you think about the whole Lions thing? Do you think it's going to crumble, or do you think it's going to survive?
You know, I really think this is the thing. Hayden and Kristen will go up. And the thing is the Brigade has to win the veto. And obviously, the thing is that Kristen wins the veto, she takes herself off, and most likely Matt will go on the block with Hayden. So you've got two of the Brigades. Somebody might go home this week. And then that's what happened with the Horsemen in this week, matter of fact. Jace and Scott went on the block on this very week, and one went out and one went out the next week, and the Horsemen crumbled.
A girl too.
Mm-hmm.
The only
there's a girl. Now there's a girl involved, like we talked, and I mean, I think it's going to crumble it.
Yeah,
the only problem with
it only last that long, and they
right.
Doing
the only problem with that scenario, Cowboy, that if Kristen pulls herself off, that I do not believe Matt will go up because Rachel and Brendan have formed somewhat of a bond over the last several days with Matt, and they would not put him up there. Even though they have a justification for it, they have very few allies, and they're kind of aligning themselves somewhat with Matt. So it'll be somebody other than him if they have to replace Kristen.
So do you think that Kathy will go back up on the block and get rid of Hayden this week?
Like I said, we got to wait for a nomination to happen to figure out the rest of the stuff. I mean, it's great to speculate, but in reality...
Yeah, that's the kind of the fun of the game at this point, I think, is the speculation and...
Actually, I get tired of speculation because people go, what is about this? What do you think this? Oh, my gosh, what about this? What about this? Oh, yeah, that's fun, but... She could be totally thinking, I mean, we could read her like an open book, or it could be like Matt, who put up Kathy and Andrew, and we wouldn't have thought that, but you know what I mean?
I've got a question about, did anybody predict the 8-0 vote other than myself?
No.
No.
I didn't think it was going to go straight vote like that.
I didn't either. I thought for sure Brenda and would throw Andrew a
Yeah, today
Brendan doesn't have
no balls. I mean,
James. He probably wanted to, but Rachel, you know, convinced him. No, we have to go with the house. We can't have a target on you, Brenda.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I thought he would have some balls, but I mean, I've realized that the women have the balls in this house.
And I don't think that you guys should call him Brenda anymore because you are insulting all females named Brenda. That is just not cool. You need to find someone else to call the man.
I can't That's pronounce awesome. His real name, so I go with Brenda.
That's awesome.
I know. I'm pretty cool. What can I say?
All right, you guys, I'm about to get out here, so I'm about to have to get off in a minute.
Okay, James. Thank you for calling in. It was great hearing from you. You always
Please,
bring highlights.
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, James, I guess the next time I'll see you is in Vegas, buddy.
You betcha.
Yeah, me too. Vegas. Let's party in Vegas.
Vegas is going to be so much fun.
It is.
And then, I can't wait. My girl from the UK is flying in for Vegas.
I just can't wait to see Cowboy in her dress.
Wow, this is where it gets weird, and this is where I go. All right, guys. You have a great day.
Goodbye, James.
All right.
Bye. I
think you're joking.
What?
the thing is, he probably thinks
you're
joking.
No, I bet he's sure. Hey, you know what's so funny about it? I have to say this while like, he's off the line and he can't hear this. When I first met James in a chat room, he really busted my balls. And then after that first chat, I started to like the guy a little more because he is such a funny guy. I mean, he's one of the Big Brother people I can't wait to meet and everything. How are you feeling, Cowboy?
I am wore out.
I'm glad you called in, though.
I was so sad when he said you weren't going to come on. I thought that was awful.
Well, I mean, I am. I mean, I've been going 100-0, and you know, my throat, and you know, just not feeling good in my chest, and you know, I probably won't rest until probably Sunday. But you know, it's all good. I don't get sick very often, so it's because I can't afford to get sick. But it's all good, and you know, yeah, I'll probably admit myself in for walking in pneumonia, probably. But
you know what? I have to say, I'm glad. Big John's in the chat room, and he said that he has a good checkup. And even though me and him pick on each other and everything, and you know, the guy hates me and I hate him, I do glad that he has a good checkup and everything. And let me do this. I want to pick up I'm going to pick up a call, and then we're going to take a quick break after the call, and then we're going to come back with a little birthday song performed by Christina. So let me first pick up the call, because I know this person probably wants to talk Big Brother real quick. So 781, you are finally able to talk from the Red Reality Show.
Oh, hello, Ron? Hello, is that me?
That's
yes,
you.
Okay. I've been watching the feed. Say, all right, Reagan told them not to believe them, to believe what Andrew said, and she's in the room with Hayden. Hayden's pleading that they are on a couple, and she said, please. All during the game, you kept putting me and Brayden up. You both were after us. So, and she says that that Kristen wants to be the only girl. So now I think Kristen's so mad, she said. She's tried so hard for it not to be a relationship. So he's just begging, saying, well, I would, it's not. She says, I don't care what you say, I don't believe you. So she's going to be putting, she's definitely putting Kristen up. She said, I wasn't going to put you up. I was waiting for the end of this. And but Reagan and Brittany hugged her, and then Enzo said, you know, I've always been with you. I always liked you. They all grabbed her before now they've had this meeting. So that's a little catch up. I was going to say hi to James, but so,
you already did today, though.
I did. I know. Oh, Paul, you're everywhere.
You should talk.
I know. I did say hi to him. That was fun. I was bursting to let you guys know what was going on. So they're all, you know, Hayden's all upset trying to say, I never made out with her. I didn't. That's not what you heard. And she said, I know what I heard. So that catches you up a bit.
They're like two teens having
sex. I was
thrilled
you
won. I really didn't do that.
I'm hoping I won a mug. Because I put two people up on the thing, but I put Rachel and Reagan. But I had a feeling she'd win. Sorry, Paul. I'm glad she won.
Okay.
That's
okay.
About it, Ron.
And now, Anne-Marie, can
okay,
you
have
agree?
A good night.
Now,
what?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was going to ask a question to you.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I thought you wanted me to leave. Go ahead.
Did I say that?
No,
I was just making sure you're okay. Because, you know, I mean, you just gave us a great eviction speech there, Anne-Marie. So did you like that Andrew was kicked out tonight, or
I was,
are you upset?
Well, I was hoping they'd save him for some action. But he killed himself. There's no way you can, you know, say, you're a jerk, this, and now will you save me? I knew he was dead.
Well, Dr. Will survived when
he
did that
crap. Nice,
I just think this house don't have no balls. I mean, me and James is still. These guys are the worst. You know, people. You know, when it comes to balls, you know what I mean.
I think James said it earlier that the best. He said they don't want to. They have a fight, but they make up real quick. You know, like they don't really stay on each other's toes. Like some people say, have mad, like with Schemer and stuff, like stayed mad. Even now, they're just quietly arguing or debating.
I am glad there's no petty, carry a nasty females.
Yeah,
in there.
They're not.
That gets old fast.
Yeah, you want to see more, a little more action, but because what's her name's not. I don't know. She was like telling Hayden she doesn't want to even go near him right now. So I think that relationship may go in the water.
Yeah.
Man, the chat room has got weird. I'm still trying to figure out, you know, about Chicken George and everything. So,
Terry Garcia. People call Terry CG for short, and somebody thought it was Chicken George.
Oh, me.
I just want to give them a... Hey, let's, you know, speaking of Chicken George, I wanted to take a break and everything. Let's play a clip. Somebody mentioned Chicken George. Let's play a clip because I wanted to take a breathe break.
I'm going to introduce this
clip.
This is
okay,
Ron,
thank
George.
You for taking my call.
Okay, Anne-Marie.
You guys
thank
have
you
a great night.
In.
You too.
I love you all.
Hey, Cowboy.
Yeah.
I want to play, you know, I have your most embarrassing moment. You know, on here, but now I'm about ready to play. I think my most embarrassing moment on the Rad Reality Show. If I can ever find it, I need to really redo these clips and get rid of stuff because I forget what I name them.
Please,
here it is.
Beth, is that you? Beth?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, 815. Wait.
Hello, hi. Hey, Red Ryan.
Yeah.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hey, this is Benny Crocker.
Okay.
I was supposed to call in for John Crocker. He asked me.
Yeah.
Well, that's my funniest moment.
And in case anybody that don't remember this. It was a situation where it was assumed that call was a prank call, and Ron actually hung up on Chicken George.
God,
I love it.
You probably would. I think it's still funny and everything. And don't forget, to check out my eBay store, and there's some new stuff being put in there every day. And go to theradrealityshow.com where you can find out the most new information for the show. And it's being updated right now as I try to get everything done. But
and I got a new ad for
that.
eBay.
Hey, if you guys got a question real quick, I want to keep the show going for another few minutes.
We only
347-237-5506. Call in. And share your thoughts on tonight's show. We had James Ryan call in. We've got Cowboy on the line still. Cowboy's a little under the weather, so he's kind of taking it easy tonight. We have Paul and our freaky mama. I know it's freaky mom, but I like calling you freaky mama because...
As long as you call me Christina and not Kristen and vice versa, because now I really don't want to be Kristen. Thank you.
I'm Christina.
Oh, my goodness. How about Brenda? Can we call you Brenda?
No. May not
no,
call me Brenda.
No, that's Alan. Oh, wait.
I thought we were going to sing happy birthday. What happened to that?
We can sing
happy birthday to Busto. I mean, Pretty. I mean, April.
No.
Okay. Yeah, we can sing happy birthday. We got lots of people we can sing happy birthday to. So what we're going to do is we're going to name them right now. We got April Lewis from Big Brother 6. We have Cherry Garcia in the chat room. Shima yesterday had a birthday. We had
Rani
who else
had a birthday?
Had a birthday? Rennie has a birthday. You know what? I think we should play this for Rennie right now. What do you think? Let's play just a little bit.
Happy birthday to Panther.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay, my rendition of Marilyn Monroe for Panther, okay? You ready? Okay, here it comes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Panther. Happy
Rennie.
Birthday to you. Twah!
But yeah, that was Rennie saying happy birthday to Panther. And you know what? There's one other person's birthday coming up, like tomorrow. And he's up on the phone line, and that's Paul.
His name is Paul.
Oh, happy birthday, Paul.
Thanks, Michael.
Paul.
You'll be, what, 28 years old?
Oh, I'm so glad you went there before I did.
So do I get to sing his birthday song then?
Yeah, you can sing his birthday song. And Sherry
okay.
Garcia, because she's in the
chat
room.
Well,
I
want them to have a choice. You can have the dirge, or you can have a really short one. That's your choice. Since it's your birthday, you can choose. And I'm sorry, I have children talking around me.
That's cool.
The term dirge is like, isn't that at a funeral?
Yes, but it's a birthday song in the funeral tone.
That is piquing my interest, I guess.
Okay, you want
that
one?
Yeah, I would sing that one because he is a senior citizen.
Ron has heard the song. I sang it to him earlier.
Wait. I have to say what Big John said before I don't get in trouble and say it's me. He said, hey, Paul, you are a senior citizen tomorrow, right?
Yeah. He
said it, not me.
Wait a minute. Big John should talk. He is two.
He's 2 years old? I didn't realize he's only two. Is that why he hates me?
Okay, wait a minute. I want to tell you something. You can make your birthdays a little bit better by saying, you know, if you're really old, so say you turned 40 and you don't want to be 40. You can flip your year backwards and say you're four. The only problem is it's when the second number is larger than that. So, like, if you're 39, you don't want to be 93. So, you know, you
so
can choose.
So, like, I'm 39, so I'm 93?
You're 93. I'm 33, no matter how you look at it. It works wonders.
Well, for the longest time, I didn't say, but a lot of people know I am, what am I going to be? I'm going to be 59.
You go, boy.
Oh, wow.
59,
yep.
And never
kissed by
a girl. I'm just joking.
He's not the dad of the show. He's the granddad of the show. Oh,
you didn't go there. You did not go there.
I'm teasing, Paul. I love you.
Hey, you know what, Paul? Paul, actually, I set this up. This is the roast Paul day.
No, it's
teaching. No, actually, I actually wanted to do a show for Paul tomorrow. I want to tell him I was going to do an extra show tomorrow. But then I said to myself, if I do a show for Paul, that means I'll have to do another one for somebody else. But I really do appreciate everything Paul does for me. And I mean this from the bottom of the heart. Paul has really, ever since he found my show, he has really became a mentor to me. And even though he's grouchy
Hello?
When you wake him up or and everything, but he's great. He's a great guy, and I do appreciate you for everything you do.
Thank you very
Hello?
Much, Ron. I appreciate you as well.
Hello?
Really...
Hey, are you on, dude? They're just
what?
Who is this?
Did they put you on hold?
Hey, Alan.
Hello?
Alan, you're in the middle of a very special moment, so wait a second.
Be quiet.
I appreciate all that I have.
I'm sorry. I didn't know he was up. I'm sorry. Y'all go ahead.
Ron,
no, it's okay, Alan. Alan, you know it's Paul's birthday tomorrow?
No, I did not know that. Mike just handed me the phone and said it was his birthday. I didn't know if he was on hold or what. I apologize for that.
Anyway, I just want to throw back my appreciation to you, Ron. I have enjoyed everything, that all the journeys we've gone through together and all the people that I've met through your show and beyond. And it's just been a pleasure. Thank you.
Alan, do you want to say your hellos to your wishes to Paul too?
I don't want to wish nothing to Paul. I just want to be on the show.
Can I give my wish
just,
to Paul?
I'm just playing. Paul, hey, happy birthday, man.
Thank you,
and,
Alan.
I'll try to give you a call tomorrow and make it official, and me and you just have it one-on-one then.
Well, I appreciate it. If I don't pick up, it's because my parents are taking me out.
You're ignoring me for that last remark?
Okay, Christina. Go ahead and do your song now, okay?
You want the dirge, Paul?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's
okay,
dying.
I'm only going to sing because my sister-in-law's not here to give me the rest. We wrote it together, and I only remembered this one part, so that's probably good enough for you. Your ears will cry. All right, here we go. I'm probably going to say most of it. It's, oh, happy birthday, oh, happy birthday. People dying everywhere, buzzards flying in the air. Oh, happy birthday. Oh, happy birthday. That's enough.
Weird.
Yes, it's supposed to, you know, then we kept going on about death and things, and we wrote it actually for my father-in-law, and he loved it. So, it was great. And then the other one that you can have, just because you're Paul, it's, here's your birthday song. It's not very long. And that's it.
Thank you very much, Christina.
You're welcome.
So, Alan, since you're here on the phone, you are Alan, right, not Cowboy now?
No, I've got it now.
Oh, man, you guys are playing tricks on me. I don't know who to talk to over there. Okay. Was that pretty good, Brenda? okay. Back. Happy birthday, Paul. And Cowboy, you're back with us.
Cool.
I don't know what to even say no more because we've talked Big Brother and we've done some weird stuff. Like, the show never, you know, does weird stuff, right? But, Cowboy, you got a final thought for tonight? I mean, do you have something you have in your mind?
You know what? You know, the thing is, you know, this season of Big Brother.
No, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
This season of Big Brother. You know, it's you know, Paul kind of hit it. You know, it started off really lame. And, you know, the thing is, you know, this season has talked bad about several past, you know, Big Brother people. And, you know, the thing is the ones that they've made fun of, they need to be making fun of them because, you know, this season is not the greatest. But, you know, I think that it's getting into the heated moment of the season. I think some fireworks are starting to hit. But, I mean, the thing is, I think they need to quit talking bad about past seasons and talk bad about themselves.
Right.
I agree. Okay, I'm gonna go with it. I clapped when Rachel won HOH because I knew
me too.
She was going. I didn't want her to. I just thought it was hysterical because they all want Brendan and Rachel out so bad, and she won HOH. And my husband was even sitting here going, wasn't she just HOH? I'm all, no, that was last week. He's all, oh, because it feels like she's always on TV. I'm like, exactly. You know, so her winning was great. I'm glad to see Brittany getting a little less annoying. My favorite is still Reagan. He's an awesome dude.
You know what, though? Can I just break in real quick? Because you mentioned her, and we haven't talked about her the whole night. She is probably, out of all the females left in the house, sitting in the prettiest.
Brittany?
Because, Brittany. I mean, Kathy's boring, so they may keep her around, but I don't think they're going to keep her around too long. Rachel and Kristen has been, you know, ousted by, you know, the showman's, you know, disease. And Brittany is sitting back and just, like, and she's become friends with Rachel. So, she, you know, she ain't a target with Rachel. I mean, they're kind of friends. So, yeah, Brittany is sitting pretty right now.
I do not predict a two-female or male-female final two. I predict a male final two. I think Rachel will do something. They'll get Rachel out. I think Kristen could go this week or somebody else. Brittany could get up there. I don't know about – I think people will get out, but I predict a male final two. I think Enzo will be in the last four. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think it's gonna. I think it's gonna be two guys too. I'm gonna go with Hayden and Matt. Myself.
I wouldn't go with Hayden and Matt. No, not at all.
I'm gonna say Hayden and Matt, and I'll tell you why. Hayden makes me think he's like the Drew. Like I've always said, I feel like he's gonna be like the Drew of the Horsemen. And I'm not saying Matt's like Cowboy because, but he's going
to. There's only one Cowboy.
Sympathy.
You can't compare anybody to Cowboy.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
But I think Matt's going to get a lot of sympathy.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
No, I think he'll be Enzo and Lane if it's two guys.
There you go.
Really?
I agree with Cowboy.
All I can say is I want some Pop Rocks.
Those are awesome. Especially if you have braces.
Did you catch that Cowboy in the beginning of the show?
No.
I didn't think you did. Paul, did you?
Oh, yeah. That wasn't the first time. I think they brought that up last episode, too. So.
Okay, because that was hilarious. The first part of the show, Cowboy, right when the show starts, Lane goes, I want Pop Rocks. Twitter went crazy with that. Everyone was tweeting, I want Pop Rocks, I want Pop Rocks.
It gives you bad gas, dude. It doesn't make your stomach explode, the guy in the chat room.
I don't know. I still don't have a sense of what the final will look like. I am starting to put people at the bottom of my list where it was not there before. I am certainly curious how long the Brigade will last. That is one thing that keeps my interest, I think. But go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I think Enzo's going to, when you say Brigade, I think Enzo's going to be a favorite, especially, and here comes the poop talk, especially when he could not take a dump yesterday. That was classic. I was laughing with people
goodness.
As he was running around, squatting, jumping, telling people about how big his poop was, how big it felt like it was. You know what I'm saying? I love Enzo because he will talk about anything.
And I think he'll be much more entertaining this week when he gets back on off his food restriction.
Yes. I agree. Go ahead.
I think that the veto is actually going to be a huge of event because, you know, they get a, you know, everyone gets food this week. So I'm thinking the veto is going to be a doozy.
You think we're going to finally see some prizes reintroduced?
I hope so.
The temptation...
What do y'all think about the Pandora box coming back? Is that good, or they need to just get rid of that? Get rid of it. I agree.
Yeah.
Is that the same box as last year?
Wait a minute. Speaking of bringing things back, one of the things that I'm not looking forward to is reintroducing the Saboteur. I kind of was looking forward to it at the beginning of the season. It ended. I moved on, and I don't know. We'll see how it plays out.
I want to know what everybody's votes are going to be. Like, America, like, who are you going to vote for?
I'm not voting.
Okay, you're not voting. So who are you voting
for? I'm probably going to cut the show soon because the feeds have kind of got a little fired up. You know, and I want everyone to
fired up?
Lane and
they're showing
Lane,
people fool.
What?
Oh, come on. We want to keep talking.
And then somebody's
care,
playing
but...
chess?
Yeah, I mean...
No, Lane and Hayden's talking right now.
Oh, who cares?
All right.
Because
if you want,
they,
if you
want gonna...
to watch, we'll talk. We'll talk. You can go watch.
Talk! Okay, if you want to keep on talking, gosh. Take over. Now
oh,
it's the
okay.
Rad Christina show.
So, cowboy, what's up? No.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I tell
you
what.
Who
would I vote for?
Yeah.
I would probably be mean and vote for Kristen.
Yeah, but what if she got voted out? You know what?
Yeah.
What do they do?
All right,
what do they
do?
Do they, if they vote,
it would go to the next highest vote.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I tell you what, I kind of think that's kind of neat because they're giving someone an extra $20,000. I really kind of think that's kind of neat. You know, I really hope that it's somebody that maybe needs the money and not somebody that makes that in 1 month. So I kind of like to see someone get it that really needs the money.
And
that
see,
would probably
okay,
I want to ask this question. Wait,
do
I want to ask this question. I mean, no, Cowboy sparked my interest and said something. How can people determine what is need and what is who not need? I mean,
well, I mean, they got their biography, what they do, and everything on the CBS webpage.
But don't you think everyone in the house would want need it? I mean, I don't think no one in that house is really a millionaire or money-wise. It's not like we have any Russell in there, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, the thing is, you got Reagan, he's a college professor. I guarantee you he does very well. You've got Rachel, she's a chemist. There's no telling what she does where.
She's a student chemist, though.
A student chemist
she,
or is she a chemist?
Let me break in here in case anybody didn't see it. Somebody posted a link where college students can vote on what they feel about their professors. There was actually a posting of when Rachel was a professor, and they said, if you want an easy A, take her class. And I thought, yeah, she's even easy as a professor. And they also said that she often doesn't even show up. So she did have a short stint as a professor, apparently.
Maybe with brown hair and smaller boobs.
How much does a sheriff make? Are you saying we should vote Kathy?
Saying if America did vote Kathy, this is what I was trying to jump in and say, because Kathy needs the money, you know, for her kid. Would Kathy be able to do it?
No.
I don't think she'd make a good saboteur.
Right, but you're right. She does need the money with her son. I agree. That is something that has stand out very well. She does need the money. But the thing is, she's trying to win $500,000. You know, if someone wins this $20,000 in 2 weeks, are they going to let them try to win the game as well?
Right. And my next question is, I think that we should vote, and that's how I'm going to consider it, as a person who I think could play this, not who needs the money. I'm going to pick who could be the saboteur sneakily and make it the 2 weeks. Somebody who is not in a radar point. I think Enzo would make a hysterical saboteur. I'm not sure about Lane. He's real quiet, so he might do good. My guess is for those two. I don't know about Reagan. I wouldn't choose Matt. He's too cocky. And I wouldn't choose one of the girls.
Well, Reagan's very intelligent.
Yes.
You know, so maybe he has, you know, the knowledge where he could probably pull it off and still keep his gameplay intact.
Yeah, and that's true. He could. I wanted to see more jokes played on the house guests and more funny things played on them. And I think that's why CBS is bringing back The Saboteur, because, yeah, these people are really boring. Seriously,
so
boring.
So you called in and told them that?
I did. I called and I talked to someone from – no, I did not. no, I think they're boring. I think it's a good thing. They're just boring, and they needed to spice up the show, so I think messing with them. Like, I love that season where the aliens kept popping in the windows. That was hysterical.
You know what? I'm going to pick up somebody real quick.
Awesome.
Even though I don't think they have the one push. And I'm going to see if they would like to talk real quick.
Go for it.
Because I think I know who this person is. And And I'd like to hear her opinion of the show tonight. And let's see if we can surprise them. 765, you know what? Did you want to talk on the show?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. You know what? I got looking at your area code, and I'm like, I know who this number is now. And I was like, I wonder, you didn't push one. But I was going to let, so Amanda, or
yeah.
Should I call you Mandy? What, which one
matter.
Do you like
hey,
about?
You, whatever.
What's up,
okay,
girl?
Andy. You, what did you think about tonight's show? Anyone you want to say hey to Cowboy?
Hey, Cowboy.
Hello.
I freaking
you know
love tonight's show. I didn't get to meet Cowboy yet, I don't think.
You get to meet him in Vegas.
She was
there last time, too.
Yeah, but I don't think that I
yeah,
got the opportunity.
Wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't there?
No, I wasn't in Vegas last year. This is going to be my first event in Vegas.
Oh, and this year they have stepped it up. It is going to be off the hook.
Oh, absolutely. You get to see me in a dress playing beer pong. How
I'm
incredible
very excited.
Is that?
It's going to be on Twitter within seconds, so just you're warned.
I'm looking forward to the tweets, people.
Hell, I'm going to take it before he even gets to the beer pong.
Well, you know what?
I have
my beer pong partner, with Panther, and myself is going to kick everyone's honey. Speaking of, how much did Howie go for yesterday?
$300?
Like $400.
No.
I think you're closer. I think
it was 300, and it was Sandy, right?
It was Sandy. Did anybody see Sandy or Moosey in the crowd? I couldn't pick them out tonight.
I didn't.
Just tweeted that they ended up sitting behind camera over by Julie Chen.
Okay.
Yes?
So they didn't actually make it on screen, but they were there.
Mandy?
Yeah,
I,
we might get a call. We might get a call from Sandy. Sandy said she might call in. But I have a feeling, you know, they're probably, you know, having a hard time calling.
Mandy.
Well, they've got to film the morning show.
Mandy.
Yes, Paul.
I express my feelings towards Ron, but they ultimately have to come back to you. I have never been involved postseason in Big Brother like what has happened this year. And the main reason why is because somebody said there is somebody tweeting up a storm from the Vegas bash. That's why I got on Twitter. And it was because of your tweets. So thank you for priming the pump here, so to speak.
Oh, you're welcome. I had such a blast tweeting it last year and met so many nice people just through doing that. The gal that we had on earlier that helped Jeff, she was actually somebody that I had met through it last year, too.
You know
well,
what?
I appreciate it, and I think maybe are you going into this Vegas bash with a little more, I'm there to have more fun?
Oh, I'm going to have more fun, but the tweets will still be full of as much information as they were last year. I still plan on tweeting pictures, things I see.
Okay, so, guys, Cowboy, you and me are going to have to hide from Mandy because we're going to be probably be on her Twitter all the time.
Too funny, too funny.
Well, what I want, what I want to do is when they do that little...
I am so weary.
You should be weary. Everyone should be weary.
I am so weary. I'm so weary that I'm going to be in trouble because I know I'm going to put a lampshade on my head and someone's going to catch a picture of that.
Yes, yes, I hopefully will.
I got to be hiding
myself. I'm tweeting and not tell any of you that I'm there.
I do have one question for you, Cowboy. Is Panther going to wear a dress too during beer pong?
That is totally up to her.
So I was just wondering.
I will be up close during beer pong because I'm going to help cowgirl for Eric.
What?
I said I will be up close for good pictures during beer pong because I'm going to help Kathy cowgirl for Eric.
And just a heads up for the people that are might be wanting to see who's up for auction next. On Nikki's show Saturday, it will be two people, actually. And I'm not sure, is Danny going to be on the first part of the show? Do you know, Ron?
I don't know, but she tweeted me today, just to let you guys know. So
I saw that.
I think Casey's first, and then Danny, I think. That's how she said, I think.
Okay.
But, yeah, this Saturday is going to be a good show. Casey and Danny.
And for anybody that missed Nikki's last show, it's no longer via Real Player. They actually are now on the Flash part of the Superpass site.
I got that yesterday. It looked much better. It was awesome.
You know what? And if you missed the show last night, it was a good one. Howie is hilarious, and in tradition of Howie, I have to do this. Oh, Mandy, you came and you left me. Oh, Mandy. Okay, sorry.
Love it.
Hey, that was actually pretty good. I tell you what, when I heard that Sandy won, I smiled. You know, she's got a huge crush on Howie, and of course, Howie was probably the only Big Brother in history that's ever gave Sandy a kiss on the lips and just held it there. But, you know, the thing is Howie made, and even Alex made her feel good, and a group of us, but them two gave her just so much love, and she loves them too, guys, and just to hear that she's going to get to play beer pong with Howie, I thought that was really cool.
I agree.
Okay, you know what? I have to do something real quick because I'm getting sad faces in my instant message. Oh, Krista, you came and you left me.
Oh, no.
Christina. Oh, Christina.
I said my name wrong.
All right, guys, I'm going to actually get off here. I got to wake up early in the morning, and it's been great.
Oh, you can get off there?
Okay. Huh?
Thanks, Cowboy.
You
thanks,
feel
y'all, and can't wait till next Thursday. What?
You said you're going to get off there.
I'm going to get off the phone lines.
Okay, that's better. I'm just joking.
I'm too sick to take care of myself tonight.
Okay. Love you, Cowboy.
All right, night, everybody.
Okay. Good night.
I will. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Christina, I'm so sorry.
I'll forgive you today.
Yeah, because you'll have to do it again tomorrow.
Exactly. Later.
You know what?
Day.
And the next day. Okay. Put me in the corner.
Yeah, there you go.
I love you, Ron. I love you.
No, you don't.
I know. Aw.
So, Mandy,
yes.
Are you shocked that we're that crazy up here on this phone line?
Nah.
She knew we were crazy.
I knew going into it you guys were crazy.
Yeah, I still think I should change this name to the show as to me and Corey's show, The Three Crazy Crackers. No, I'm just trying.
I blame Paul and Ron. They made me crazy. It all started one night on a Skype party, and then, you know, I just went Looney Tunes from there.
Did that happen to be Mandy's party?
It was. It was her beautiful birthday party.
That party rocked.
It did.
I think we will close it off tonight.
Can I just really quick say that I am super, super, super sorry, Paul. Super, super glad that Rachel won, and ha, ha, ha to everybody in the house.
I was laughing at
you
laughing. Know what? That was the bomb, Mandy, I have to say.
I am glad Rachel won. I really am glad Rachel won for one reason.
HOH sex?
No.
Oh, okay.
Drama.
Yep.
I love drama.
Yes. That is what I tweeted earlier.
Save the drama for your mom.
I thought maybe Michelle would call in because I should have texted her. And told her to call in. I thought maybe she would call in and everything.
She'll have lots to say on Monday.
Yeah, I was just curious. And Sunday night we will be back. Sunday night we will talk the show on Sunday night. And then Sunday at 10 p.m. Monday at 7 p.m. All Eastern time, guys, when I talk time. And then
I can give you the California
forget,
times if you'd like.
No, you don't have to. If you're in California, just, you know, count back three, and then you guys can remember it. I want to play a drop real quick, and then I got one thing I want to plug real quick, or a couple things to plug real quick before I forget.
Hey, guys, it's CoverGirl Carissa Rosario, and I'm with Ron Rad, Cowboy and Friends, and you're listening to One Hot Roundtable.
Yeah, and don't forget to vote for her if you haven't yet. She only has a couple more days. Okay, one thing I wanted to say was if you haven't been to liveatthestudios.tv, I think it's .tv, she's running it's .tv, right?
She's phasing that one out. TheBBHour.com is a good one to remember. TheBBHour.com.
Yeah, I mean, but then she... Yeah, anyways, you know, go to her site, and it's like $5, and you get a raffle ticket to maybe win the trip to Vegas. You're going to get some traveling money. Or tickets, if you get tickets, you have to get tickets. And then you get the hotel room. So check that out. Go to my page, theradrealityshow.com. You can also hear. And if you donate, you get put into a drawing for me for a different thing. I do a donation drawing. Anybody who donates automatically gets put into a raffle. And I want to give a shout out to my bestie, she calls me her bot.
Okay, boss. Where'd you go? Hello?
That was all he had to say, I guess.
I guess so. He was talking about me.
Okay, I'll talk about you, Christina. That'll make you feel better. You're so cool.
Oh, yeah, you talk about me, girlfriend.
And you have pretty hair.
Aww.
And I like your tweets.
And I'm not.
That's the best part.
Oh.
My husband just goes, she showed you her tweets?
Show me freaky mom. You know, this is not New Orleans. We can't show our tweets.
Can't earn beads.
Yeah. Speeds for tweets.
New Orleans. Next stop for Jeff.
Oh, see, I wonder if, it's not Mardi Gras right now. That's February, right?
Yeah, it's February.
Right.
Oh, darn. That would have been fun for Jeff.
Well, I'm sure some girls will show Mardi Gras style along the way.
So when does Jeff get to California to go to the house? Does anybody know?
No, they didn't in that article, it wasn't released on when, and I'm thinking that they might not even know because he is traveling and relying on getting places from other people. I'm thinking they don't want to quite lock it in yet unless they're willing to send him money to travel.
Okay.
Right. So the word she used was in a couple of weeks, so they're, just kind of anticipating, it's going to take a while for him to get there. And they'll just work him in when he does arrive.
I wish we could get him into Disneyland for free. That would rock.
Oh, I wish you can get me into Disneyland for free.
I know somebody who can get into Disneyland for free. I've been 26 times for free.
You go.
Well, when we come to go to California, we'll have to do that.
There we go.
Okay, now we need to let Ron finish what he was saying.
What was I saying?
You got cut off when you were talking about somebody.
About who? Was I talking about Corey?
I'm assuming you were.
No, I was talking about you, and I was going to say, I didn't know where I got cut off at, but
You can start over, feel free.
I don't have to. I was just going to say thank you for helping me and being a part of my, keeping me in check and everything. So, she really does help me, guys. She is a good soundboard, and I thank you, for everything you do. So, and I thank you. I thank everyone who listens to the show regularly, listens to the podcast. You guys are the reason. So tell everyone about us, and now go watch the feeds, enjoy it, and sorry, my phone cut off. You guys didn't miss me, did you?
I did. I was crying. You didn't finish your tribute. It just sucked.
No, we actually talked about Jeff some more.
We talked about Jeff, and then we said, we were showing each other each tweets for virtual beads.
I was hoping he would stop into Georgia, but, I don't think it's going to happen. I bet he's past Georgia now. He should be in Louisiana by tomorrow, right? Was that where he's going next, Louisiana, by tomorrow?
I think that's what he would... That's what I was getting from his tweets earlier, that he got somebody to send him out or bring him out to Louisiana, and he was going to get to do the oil spill thing.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then I picture him going south, like staying south and like doing the whole, and then get out to California. And then I either think he will go through Mexico or he will go through Hawaii to get overseas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I thought he would go up to Canada. I really thought he was going to go to Canada.
Canada.
No,
poor Canadians, they get nothing.
I thought he was going to go to Montreal. I thought Montreal to Toronto. And then over to England.
Hmm.
Now, Mandy, have you heard, and Paul asked this question to me, or who asked this question to me? Somebody asked this question to me. I thought maybe Paul did. I don't think it was Paula, actually. Do you know... actually, you were the one that said it to me. Oh, never mind.
That's the damn
okay.
question.
I might know now.
American Airlines. We were wondering if American Airlines was going to give him plane tickets.
Oh, yeah, that's already.
I think... Didn't I already hear that... He does get, he has free miles. It was on his video that American Airlines has given him so many free miles. You didn't say how many, though, that I heard.
Okay, I knew they'd given the Jordan one that we were talking about earlier, but I wasn't sure beyond that.
Right.
But I knew they
were. Okay, that's what we were wondering about that. Because Alex never got free miles, I don't think.
Yeah, but he's not CBS's sweetheart.
This does not,
right.
This does
and
not
CBS
sound like the best trip
this.
In the world, though.
What?
I don't think I'd want to do that trip.
Oh,
around
I would.
Around the world for free and you don't know what you're going to do?
Yes, I think that would be so exciting.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, I'm going to Vegas practically for free. That's how I'm going to play the whole weekend. Tight shirts for drinks and stand near people who are eating and, you know, still fries off their plate when they're not looking.
Let's do it. Tag team?
Totally. Totally.
Me and Mandy's going to, we're going to do Vegas for free. That's where our plan is. We should make a video. We should do a video. That would be cool. Me and Mandy videoing us, and we get people to buy us drinks and buy us everything.
That sounds perfect.
Just have Rachel do it for you.
Rachel who?
Get out of her boobs.
The new HOH.
Yes, I know. She's the new HOH.
The new ha.
And I'm happy.
Not H-O-E.
But, I think the way I'm going to close off this show tonight is with a song. And I'm looking for a song. I kind of feel like a song would be a good way to close it off. Don't you guys think so?
I think this I can think of a song, but you're not going to think of the same song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Oh, you
I
don't
said
want
song
to
and
it.
Not song. That's mm-hmm. bad.
I don't think you guys got the idea of a song that I'm going to play. But you know what? I am going to play one, and I'm going to say goodnight to everyone. And we'll
goodnight,
see
everybody.
You Sunday. Because, Paul, guess what I'm going to try to do?
Huh?
Shut off the show on time. So, see you guys next week. Or not
thanks,
next week. Sunday. And happy birthday, Paul, again.
Thanks,
I'm meeting you guys. Thank you, guys. Love
bye.
You guys.
You're welcome. Bye.
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 Oh, I hit Mandy before you guys. I want to make sure no one interrupts my song.
Time to play the game.
Let's play the game on Big Brother. Please, Big Brother. I
time
want
to play
a
the
game.
You play it all about control. And if you can take it, all about your debt. And if you can pay it, it's all about pain. And who's gonna make it? I am the game. You don't wanna play me. I am control. No way you can shake me. I am heavy debt. No way you can pay me. I am the pain, and I know you can't take me. Look over your shoulder, ready to run like a craven bitch from a smoking gun. I am the game, and I may do. The move on out, you can die like a fool. Try to figure out what my mood's gonna be. Come on over, sucker, why don't you ask me? Don't you forget there's a price you can pay. Cause I am the game and I want to play.